This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, January 31st, 2010. And I am recording using the internal microphone on my iMac, and I'm curious to see how this sounds, especially when I move around and click around on things. I'm not sure how it's going to sound. Anyway, it's been a while since I podcasted. I'm trying to remember when the last time I podcasted was. If I look at my website, it was Saturday, January 23rd, so a week and a day ago. You have to forgive me because my voice, it's like my voice is getting ready to go again. And I don't know why. But I've heard from a couple people saying that I need to, they were hoping I would talk about the iPad that Apple introduced, because, you know, normally I would podcast on the exact same day that Apple releases something new and tell you how much I want it. Well, it's true, I want the new iPad. And here's the reason why, and, you know, for most people probably think, oh, big deal. But you might remember I have an iPod Touch. And the iPod Touch can do almost everything the iPad can do. You can do mail, you can do Safari, you can look at your photos, you can listen to music, you can watch videos, you can see YouTube, you can buy things from iTunes, you can download apps from the App Store, you can do all that stuff. But you cannot do the iWork applications, Pages, Keynote, and Numbers. Now, that may or may not be a big deal, but what I envision seeing the use of this for me is, instead of taking my whole laptop with me to a winery, I can just take the iPad and type up enough notes. I know the keyboard is probably going to be awkward and difficult to type on, but it's a lot bigger than typing on with your thumbs on an iPod Touch. And same thing for browsing the web. It would be so much easier with the big screen, I think. And granted, who cares if it, you know, well, everybody is saying that it's just a much bigger iPod Touch. And you know what? That is fine with me, because that's really what I've been needing. Not needing, but that's really been what I've been wanting ever since I got that iPod Touch. I say to myself, this thing is just too small. So I am very happy with the iPad. And I'm excited, actually, about the iBooks feature, where you can buy books, because this is going to replace my Kindle. I'm absolutely sure of that. It's going to replace my Kindle. And it's going to have, you know, it has more features on it. And I'm now, in terms of like which one I would get, of course I want the top of the line 64 gigabyte Wi-Fi plus 3G enabled iPad, but I don't know if I'll be able to get that. Let's see what the pricing is. I think makes it like $829. Yeah, Wi-Fi plus 3G at 64 gigabytes is $829. Well, it won't be ready probably until June anyway. I think it's June, isn't it? Something like that. But the reason I would get the Wi-Fi and the 3G, because supposedly it's going to be an open thing where you can just, you know, buy like a month's worth of 3G at, you know, $29 a month or whatever. Or you can go, you know, buy a plan, whatever. Because there are times when I cannot get Wi-Fi. For example, the boyfriend's house this weekend, I could not get on the computer one bit. I couldn't get on my computer and get on his crappy PC, but I couldn't get on my computer. So I actually ended up hijacking his internet so I could use my computer. And then I made him log onto my computer to check his email and stuff. So, oh well. So I like the iPad. I am definitely going to get one. When and exactly which level, I'm not so sure. We will see. I don't know. We'll see. I really do want to go to the top of the line, $829. I have gift cards from the holidays, American Express gift cards for $275. Does Apple take American Express? I hope. God, I hope so. So yeah, I can use those. And then what would that be? The part I have to come up with my taxes would be, let's see, $829, take away $275. My voice is really going. $554. Yes, I can definitely divert some of my tax refund to the iPad. That is not going to be an issue at all. So yeah, I like the iPad. I think the only thing, there's two things I don't like about it. One, it doesn't have a camera. But I heard someone describing why it doesn't have a camera, because if you're holding it down, the camera will be, like if you're just holding it in your hands, the camera would be focusing, you know, shooting up at your chin, and you're going to, you know, people will look really fat. So they'll have to hold it like up in the air, pointing it down at them, and people aren't going to want a video conference doing that. That's one thing. But the reason, I mean, I would like the camera to be able to take pictures with it, like an iPhone can, and even video, actually use the thing to take video and pictures with. So that's one thing I would want to have the camera. I mean, that's why I want to have the camera. The other thing I don't like is I don't like that big black, it's like an inch big all the way around the screen, that big black like frame it sits in. And people, I've read different things and heard people on videos say, well, that's where you can hold it with your thumbs so that, you know, as you're holding it, you wouldn't be manipulating the screen or making things mess up on the screen. So, you know, I don't know about that. I don't think it should be that big fat black inch thing around there. So anyway, but I love it. I can't wait to have one. I am happy. I can't wait to get one. So there, for those of you who are looking for my little iPad review or whatever, there you go. So let's see now, what else I have on my list. Well, the weekend. I should cross these things off as I go. Oh, excuse me. Okay, so this weekend I went to the boyfriend's house for the weekend and went to his place on Friday night. We went to our favorite liquor store / wine shop and did a tasting of some South Australian wines called Gotham, and they were pretty good. I bought one bottle, and the boyfriend bought two, I think. And then came home, and what did the boyfriend make for dinner? Oh, I know. He made steaks, but I had eaten a really big late lunch with the girls, with my hags. So I didn't eat any dinner. The boyfriend had a steak with some, he made some potatoes. But I sat with him and drank some wine while he was eating his dinner. And then we watched some TV afterwards. Oh, actually, I know what I did. I set up the boyfriend's radio because for his birthday, he bought himself a Bose radio with an iPod connector thing so that you can play your iPod through the Bose radio. Now, I should say that he had an old stereo system he said that he'd had since he was in eighth grade. And this thing was huge. First of all, it had a huge tuner and then a huge 5-disc CD player. He didn't have the CD player since eighth grade because they didn't have CDs back then. But he had like these stereo speakers were like 2 feet tall, a foot wide. And so he had this whole system that was taking up space in his TV cabinet. And we went to the Bose radio store, I guess over the holidays. And the boyfriend saw this connection that they had, the Bose radio, just the radio, not like the waves or, I don't know, CD one or that one that has that big CD thing at the bottom. No, just a basic Bose radio that had an iPod connected to it. And it came with a remote that you could actually control the iPod with the remote in terms of like choosing this playlist and going to the next song and the volume and all that kind of stuff. So, he bought that for himself for his birthday, and we got rid of his old stereo, and so on Friday night, I put together his new radio and hooked it all up, and oh my God, the sound is amazing, and the reception of radios in his apartment with this new radio is so much better. We can get the classical station that we like, 90.9 W something or other, I don't even know. It's PBS, I think it is. I don't know. But, yeah, so I set up the stereo while he was cooking his dinner, and yeah, sounds really good. And then I guess we just watched TV for the evening, and then Saturday we slept late because the snow started. There was a snowstorm coming, and the snow started at like 8:45 a.m. and snowed all day long. I don't think it stopped until like 11:15 p.m. We were supposed to, we had plans to go over to Mark and Shane's to go out to dinner and play games or watch a movie. And we kept watching snow. We're like, oh yeah, we can probably go if it's just like this, because it was really light. Well, then by like 2:30, the roads were covered. My car was covered. There were big flakes still coming down. We're just like, we can't go. Because you know how I am with snow. I don't travel in snow. So I called Mark and told him, and he was not surprised. He's like, yeah, no problem. We were, you know, disappointed, hoping that you could come over. And I was, we were disappointed that we couldn't go over. But we will reschedule and do it another time, because, you know, what's more important, your safety or getting together? And clearly it's our safety. So anyway, so Mark and Shane, sorry we couldn't come over. We will reschedule soon. So that was Saturday. And alternate day Saturday, we kind of just laid in bed and piddled around doing this, that, and the other. And I was putting the boyfriend's CDs, because he's probably got, I don't know, a couple hundred CDs. And I was putting them on his iTunes on his computer so that he could sync them with the iPod, so he can choose any music he wants to listen to on the iPod and, you know, through his new stereo. Well, I had forgotten that the iPod that I gave him is only 8 gig. Well, I put like 1,600 songs on his iTunes, and it was like 4 gigs short. So I need to get him a new iPod that has a larger capacity, like the 16 gig. Or do they make a 32 gig iPod? I don't even know. I know that they make a 32 gig iPod Touch, but do they make a regular iPod 32? I don't think so. I think it's only 8 and 16. Let's just click on the Nano and find out. Nope, 8 and 16. But how about the Classic, the iPod Classic? Oh, 160 gigabytes. Holy crap. I could put all of his music on there. And they're $249. I can't believe they're still selling these, actually. I need to get him one of those. Anyway. So yeah, so his iPod or iTunes library has too many songs on it. Wouldn't fit on the 8 gig Nano, so we had to have it select songs and select playlists to go on his iPod. So I did that all day Saturday. And then late in the afternoon, we got dressed and got showers, and then we took a walk in the snow because we left a case of wine in the trunk of my car. So we walked over to the car and got the snow, cleared off the back part of it, and then brought the bottles. You know, we had these little wine bags that carry 6 bottles of wine at a time. So we filled those 2 of those up and brought the wine inside. But we walked around a little bit and looked at the snow, but it was so friggin' cold. It was like 21 degrees, something like that, 19, 20 degrees, something like that. It was so friggin' cold, so we did not stay out there long. Brought the wine inside, and of course, it was totally cold. Ready for us to drink, but we didn't drink it. Then I think we did some afternoon snuggles. Or maybe we did snuggles before that. I don't remember. And then in the evening, we watched, or the boyfriend made dinner, and we had steak, and he made pasta with the steak, and it was really good. And then we watched, I wish I could remember the name of that movie. It's a Joan Crawford movie. Oh, Sadie McKee. I'll do a search for it. I wonder if you can hear that keyboard. Sadie McKee. Yes. Yes, 1934 with Joan Crawford. It was good. Just look it up. Movie database. It was worth it. If I was giving it, rating it, I would give it 4 A's. Not 5, because I did fall asleep at one point. But generally, it was a good movie. Yeah. So we watched that, and then we went to bed. We were so tired, we just went to bed. And then this morning, we got up and had breakfast. And then the boyfriend went to church. He walked up to church because the snow had stopped snowing. I think we got between 4 and 5 inches. It might even be closer to 6. But by the time we got up, the plow had come through the streets, at least the main street there, and plowed the street. And then the people who, you know, had sidewalks in front of their houses, they cleared the sidewalk. So the boyfriend could walk to church. And when he came back, I had already showered and got dressed. And then we walked to one of our favorite restaurants, to Amy's and had pizza, and then came back, and I had to clean off my car. So we cleaned off my car and put my stuff in the car, and then I came home. So, and got home and started doing laundry, cleaning my house with the dishwasher, all that kind of stuff. Usual stuff. Now, on to other things. This weekend, Miss Virginia won the Miss America pageant. I don't know if you saw that or not, but she did. I believe she's from... my voice really sounds like it's going again. Fredericksburg, Virginia. A black chick, 22-year-old. She won Miss Virginia. She gave a really good answer to her question about... What was the question? I don't know. Something about... Oh, they don't ask the question. She just gives the answer. Anyway, she talked about childhood obesity and kids that get off the couch and turn off the TV and get outside and play outside. So that was pretty good. Moving on to other things, because I know I'm already been talking for... Where am I? Oh, 16 minutes already. Okay, let's just mention these things really quick. State of the Union. I loved Barack Obama's State of the Union message, speech, whatever. He is telling them that he's not backing down. He's being tough. I liked it. I did not like Justice Alito's behavior at the State of the Union speech when he said, not true, when totally it's true, about the ruling of the Supreme Court last week about corporations buying elections and stuff like that. Totally true. So Justice Alito, fuck you. You're an idiot. Republican response, oh my God, how embarrassing. It was the governor of my state, Virginia, Governor McDonald. Did you see that? Did anybody see the Republican response? If you look at just a picture of him talking, on his right was a black woman, on his left was an Asian man, and then down in front, old white people. It was totally staged. It was totally paid for by Wall Street, well, majority of Wall Street. I read this article in Huffington Post about it. Is there a way to go back to the old articles? Crap. How do you do that? I don't know how to do that. Anyway, there was an article on the Huffington Post about how the Republican response, Bob McDonnell, got it paid for by... Wall Street, like 54% of it was paid for by Wall Street, large Wall Street firms. You know, in other words, big business paid for the Republican response. So, of course, he's not going to talk bad about big business or taxing big business or whatever. Anyway, bad speech. He's an idiot. He's a loser. I am embarrassed for my state. Oh, God, I can't stand the guy. He's just going to be nothing but trouble for Virginia. So I did not like the Republican response. I stayed up way too late watching that and just not very happy with it at all. Okay, next thing. Oh, J.D. Salinger died. The Catcher in the Rye author, J.D. Salinger. I loved that book, this Catcher in the Rye. That was like my first introduction to a hint of homosexuality in a book, and I loved it, and I am really saddened that he died. But it makes me want to get the digital version of Catcher in the Rye and read it again on either the Kindle. I think I'll wait, though. I'm not going to buy any more books on the Kindle because I'm going to be transferring over to my iPad. Yeah, very sad. Although there was a thing on the news about him dying and that a collection of his writings for The New Yorker, a book about them has been selling like crazy lately. I might have to look into that. Next thing. Okay, next weekend is the Super Bowl, and there's CBS. I know you all have already heard this. CBS is going to air an anti-abortion commercial from Tebow. What's that guy's name? Tebow from the, I don't even know the football team, but he's the guy who wears Bible verses in the black under his eyes, and supposedly his mother, you know, was questioned about having an abortion because the kid might be born, whatever. But then it has all come out this weekend that actually that is a big lie, that they were in the Philippines at the time and doctors that it was against the law to have abortions, and doctors then would never have suggested having an abortion because they didn't have anything in place for women where it could, you know, kill them in childbirth, even signs of, you know, whatever. They did not have any laws for abortion in the Philippines at the time that this guy was born. So it's all a big lie. It's just a typical right-wing religious Republican crap to be against abortion. Now, but CBS is going to air it as of this recording. The last I heard, CBS is going to air it, but at the same time, they are going to reject an ad from a gay dating site called Man Crunch. They think it's too much for the Super Bowl audience, so they've denied it. And which, of course, is total hypocrisy. They'll accept one and not the other. It's like, I hope Gloria Allred, who's threatening to sue CBS over it, I hope that she does, because that would be a good thing. So Tebow, you know, this, oh God, just typical shit, typical religious, yes, I am saying it, religious bullshit about abortion. God, I hate people of religion. Ugh. Did I mention this last week? Last week, I unfriended three people on Facebook because of things they posted in their status updates about religion / politics, and one of them was my sister. I don't care. I'm not gonna be subjected to her lack of education and relying her life on religion way too much. So anyway, enough about that. So that's actually all I have for this Sunday. This is running 22 minutes, and I'm sorry, but I think my voice, I don't know about my voice, because sometimes it feels bad, sometimes it feels fine, I don't know. Anyway, so I am recording this, as I said, on the internal microphone of my iMac, simply because I want to see what it sounds like, because I clicked on the little ambient noise reducing thing, and I want to see if it picks up any noise, or if it sounds like it's echoing or anything like that. So if it sounds a little different, that's why, because I didn't want to get the microphone and all that crap out, and my iPod is plugged into the computer because I'm currently, I brought home a whole bunch of CDs from the boyfriend's house, and I loaded them on iTunes, so my iPod Nano is updating all these 260 some odd songs that I just put on my iTunes, so it's not available to use to record, and I wanted to get recording done by 7:30 so I could watch some TV and stuff. Oh crap, now I'm going on 23 minutes, so sorry. Anyway, that's all I have, so I hope you all had a great weekend, and that's all for today, so until next time, bye.